We're focusing today a little bit on the federal chief financial officers. Now, they say financial management shared services make a lot of sense as long as it's somebody else, for somebody else. A new Federal News Radio survey of CFOs and deputy CFOs finds that a majority of them aren't likely to move to a shared services provider anytime soon. They say in the next 5 years, which is, of course, never in federal times. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now with details about those survey results. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So shared services are about as popular as a skunk at a garden party, huh?
Well, the idea here is they like them. They think, yes, we should do them. Just somebody else should do them. It's that old, you know, anyone but you, anyone but me should you know, take your medicine or exercise. It's good for you, Tom, but not for me. And I think CFOs are saying they understand why OMB is going in that direction. They understand the benefits of shared services. But, you know, they're not quite ready there. They're not quite ready to jump into that pool yet.
So why? Why do they say? What's the source of the hesitancy?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. One of the questions we asked in our survey and of federal CFOs and deputy CFOs was, do you think that what do you think of OMB's shared services strategy? And we gave them three choices. It's clear, I understand the point. It's still somewhat muddled. It's unclear, and there are a lot of questions. And they were split. The majority, you know, about a third said it was clear, and a third said it was still a bit muddled. So I think there's a lot of questions that are still out there. And in fact, Martha Rubenstein from the National Science Foundation, she's the CFO over there. She told us that shared services, again, people can get behind it, but there's still too many questions out there about why, you know, how's it going to work? What about the service level agreements? What do you do about technology refresh? And I think OMB and the Treasury Department, which are leading this effort, really need to answer those questions before you can get this upswell of agency support. I think, again, they see the point of it, they understand it, but they're just not ready to move yet.
And we'll hear more from Martha Rubenstein in your interview with her after the top of the hour, we should point out also. What else did the survey show? What else are CFOs concerned about?
Well, the two big priorities, and none of these are going to be surprising, but I think it just shows where CFOs continue to be are around workforce, so hiring and training the right people, and as well as budget reductions. Now, not so much that they are getting budget reductions, so we know that's happening, but it's more about finding efficiencies within their agency in light of budget reductions and potentially sequestration that could be coming back in the next few years. Now, at the same time, those are also their top challenges, so I think they're intertwined really well. The fact that they're facing these top priorities are also their top challenges. Interestingly enough, another big challenge for CFOs was inadequate technology, which tags back to that conversation we just had, Tom, on shared services, where they don't think their technology is good enough to meet their needs, yet they don't want to hand it off to somebody else either. Let me offer just one thing about the budget issue. I think CFOs said, by and large, they're excited that Congress passed a budget in 2014. They're happy that the CR is done, at least for the first part of 2015. So that stability is a good sign. At the same time, I think they all believe sequestration or some kind of further budget cuts are on the way, and they're looking how to best to prepare for them. And again, that goes back to finding efficiencies within not this their organization, but within their agency as a whole.
Well, I think that's something often overlooked. CFOs are about a lot more than simply accounting for the money. Accounting is really a tiny subset of what the CFO portfolio covers. So it seems like they would be in demand now by people throughout their agencies because of the coming, I guess, uncertainties about budget and finance coming from Congress.
Well, I think one of the things that stood out in this survey as well is around the risk management and internal controls. One of the questions we asked is, how much emphasis is your agency placing on risk management as it relates to financial management? And all the CIOs said either a big emphasis or some emphasis. And then we followed up with, do you think that, you know, non-financial managers understand the benefits of internal controls? Now, I know internal controls and risk management are not one and the same, but they are related because internal controls offer that idea of how to mitigate some risk. And what they said was, yes, about 25% said yes, they understand. About 62% said somewhat understand, and 12% said no, they don't understand at all. So I think that there's this growing push toward risk management across government, and CFOs are right in the middle of that. But I think what the challenge they're having is, do other people understand internal controls and how that benefits them as well?
Yeah, interesting, that whole risk management idea. They harp on it a lot, but it's really something that people need to pay more attention to. I mean, if you were good at risk management, if you were running the Secret Service, you would have said, you know, what could happen if someone got into the White House, right? Isn't that the worst possible risk? Yet maybe the least likely, but the most harmful. Apparently that didn't happen.
I think you're right. And what we're hearing throughout government is risk, risk, risk. How do I manage risk? Because one thing that Martha Rubenstein, I think you'll hear her say this, is CFO is no longer, and I think every part of it, the government agrees with this, this do more with less concept is just out of date. It doesn't make sense. There's not the staff to do it. It's how do you do less with less? So how do you look at the risk of not doing something and then explaining that risk to the powers that be, you know, the deputy secretaries and secretaries, and then take responsibility for saying, listen, we're going to do these five things, we're not going to do these three things, and that's just the way it's going to be because based on our resources and based on the risk portfolio, that's the way we're going to do it. And I think Martha Rubenstein says it really well from what her perspective is at NSF is how she's dealing with those issues. And she says, listen, if to her staff, if you have a priority, if you're confused on what your priority is, you bring it to me and I'll either make that decision or I'll help you make that decision and then I'll stand up for you with the higher ups.
All right, so I guess to wrap this up, I would think the CFO would really want shared services so they don't have to worry about the tech refresh, et cetera, hand it off to somebody that's good at it.
And I think that's why you saw in the survey, at least, a lot of CFOs saying, yes, this is a good idea, but they're not ready yet because of all the unanswered questions. But, you know, one thing that Martha Rubenstein said is what they need is one big success. And right now those successes are in process. I think housing and urban development is going to be the first big one.
All right. We'll hear here in a few moments. Right now, Jason Miller, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.